This is episode 1018. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to part two of our seven-part series this week as we explore stress breakthroughs. So this entire seven-part week-long series is all about using meditation techniques to help you have stress breakthroughs in your mindset, in your physical body, stress on your body, in your productivity and relationships, in how you generally feel about your life. So in today's episode, you're going to work on your mindset, a mindset breakthrough. So I'm going to share with you a mindset meditation technique that you can do in your meditation today. And I want to say how much I honor you for being here as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you are out doing errands or even getting ready to drift off to sleep. We all start somewhere on our slow down journey, so honor where you are. Not all of us start off by sitting down meditating. You might want to try a few of these techniques as you go about your day. And if you do meditate and have a ritual, that is fantastic. You can use these techniques to take your meditations to the next level. Meditation techniques are very helpful when you're meditating because they are something you can focus on when your mind begins to wander. And also, you can focus on a technique right when you sit down to meditate to help you transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a more meditative state of stillness. So techniques allow you to transition as you're getting ready to meditate. And if you're using them throughout your day, they help you to manage stress triggers. So they are very handy. And I'm happy to share an affirmation technique with you today. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is always customized around our weekly theme, so you can explore a particular topic in depth, so you can really master it and gain that quality, make it a part of your life. So I want to share with you just a little bit of research. This is for your mindset after all, so I want to get you focused on what exactly you can do with your mindset as you manage stress, to have a stress breakthrough. Well, what I want to share with you is this. Many times in dealing with stress, we try to mask it or cover it up, or even we may be in denial about the stress. And when we do this, it can make the stress worse because the stress is still there. And so it just is below the surface. And you know what can happen when you don't manage or resolve your stress to the best of your ability. You can find yourself lashing out, or you can find that you develop depression and you're not really sure what is causing it. It could be underlying stress. Sometimes when we're so busy in life, we don't mean to neglect stressful situations and not manage them. We just get so busy that we don't take the time to manage our stress. So I want to let you know that there are some definite warning signs in realizing that you are dealing with stress. So this is from Psychology Today by Dr. Neil Burton. He has an article, Hide and Seek, How to Reduce Stress, Simple Advice for Better Living. So some of these suggestions you may already be aware of, but I think that They're very important because as you focus on your mindset, you can have a real breakthrough to realize that you actually may be experiencing a lot of stress. That may be triggering other things in your life, such as emotional eating or lashing out or fear or anger, not realizing where this stress is coming from. So here are some warning signs. Now, they go on to say that the amount of stress that a person can handle is largely related to his or her thinking styles and social skills. People with positive thinking styles and social skills are in a better position to diffuse stressful situations. For example, they'll usually do something about them, putting them into perspective or talking through them with someone. But if you have an underlying condition of stress, maybe you're too busy to deal with the stress, or it's just a very anxiety-provoking type of stress that you just don't want to deal with, here are some warning signs that you may want to do something about it. Emotional symptoms, such as anxiety, fear, irritability, anger, resentment, and loss of confidence. You also may be experiencing cognitive symptoms, such as difficulty concentrating or making decisions, confusion, or repetitive or circular thoughts. Physical symptoms, you may have a dry mouth, you may have tremors, sweatiness, a pounding or racing heartbeat, and you're not sure where it's coming from, chest tightness and difficulty breathing, muscle tension, headache and dizziness. And I'll add one to this, and that's fatigue. You may feel just exhausted because you have this stress that you're not dealing with. You know there's something below the surface, but you're just not dealing with it. And this can create a lot of fatigue. And then they also talk about behavioral symptoms. See if you have any of these. Nervous habits such as nail biting or pacing, drinking more coffee or alcohol than you should, eating too much or eating too little, sleeping poorly, acting brashly or unreasonably, losing your temper, being inconsiderate to others, neglecting your responsibilities. So the first step they recommend is to realize the warning signs of stress. Now that doesn't mean like, oh, you know, I have all these things wrong with me. It just means that you're experiencing stress, which we all experience. How are you exhibiting your stress symptoms? Pay close attention to this. Sometimes when I work with people, they'll tell me everything is fine and everything's going on just fantastically for them. But as we work together, they'll realize that they were under a tremendous amount of stress, but they were simply masking it. And so it was coming out in anxiety and difficulty focusing and sleeplessness and all these warning signs that the person is under stress. And then when they really think about it, they can trace the exact kind of stress that has triggered all these external emotions and behaviors. So really consider the warning signs you may have as you work on having a mindset breakthrough to deal with your stress today. So what they recommend in this article is to make a list of situations in which you feel stressed. So make a list of different events or people or situations that stress you. And then for each situation on your list, come up with one or more strategies for preventing, avoiding, or diffusing the stress. And they give an example. So they give an example that they had an argument with someone. So the list of actions to take would be to talk about how they're feeling and try to sort out things with the person they were arguing with. Or if that doesn't work, to see that person less often, or to avoid talking to the person about certain things, or walk away from arguments, or use deep breathing. So this is just an example of a list of actions you could take when you start to realize the kind of stress that's triggering you, and then what you could do about that stress. So now let's go ahead and have you work on the mindset affirmation for your stress breakthrough today. Now, this is a beautiful affirmation, and it's an affirmation that you could repeat when you wake up in the morning to start your day, when you get ready to go to bed at night, and also throughout the day. You could even put it on a note card or make a note of it somewhere so that you're likely to see it. Many people tell me that they'll put it on their desk where they work, or at the table where they eat with their family, to remind them of the affirmation. And so when you repeat an affirmation, it's not something you randomly just kind of mentally repeat. It's something you put your whole focus and energy into repeating. You make the affirmation come alive for yourself. So the affirmation for today is, peace flows within me. Peace flows within me. And I want to share this affirmation for you today because a lot of times when you're managing stress, you feel as though sometimes, oh, you know, everything is all wrong with me and I've got all this stress and all these things are going on. But really, you also have within you peace. Peace flows within you. And when you can tap into that peace, when you can align yourself with it more and more, then you'll start to become less anxious, less worried, less fearful, and you'll naturally start to attune yourself with what brings you peace. And this naturally, instead of in a forced way, this naturally helps you to become calmer and less stressed. So tap into your peace. Peace flows within me, rather than fight your stress. Focus on the peace within you. So to say this affirmation, repeat it out loud several times, engaging your voice. The power of your voice can have a profound impact on you. So use it as you repeat your affirmation. And then whisper your affirmation a few times. Whisper it. And then mentally repeat it. So you can repeat out loud, peace flows within me. Peace flows within me. Repeat this out loud several times. And then bring it to a whisper. And then mentally repeat your affirmation. And then sit in stillness and just absorb the effects of using this affirmation, tapping into your flow of peace. So go and do this now. you have a couple things to do today. For your stress breakthrough, for your mindset, pay attention to stress warning signs in your life. Notice what they are. Just observe yourself this week and notice if you're exhibiting any of those symptoms, those warning signs that you are under stress. And then consider where that stress is coming from and manage it. Take action on it to the best of your ability, even if it's drawing boundaries with something that's stressful for you. And then tap into your own peace within you. So go and do this now. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you using these same techniques, you can find guided meditations and how to meditate and how to go deeper into meditation over at my website. That's at sipandom.com. It's at sipandom.com. There I have a membership site where I have a brand new half-hour guided meditation, and you also get access to over 1,000 meditations. You get a weekly journal customized around the theme that we explore each week, and you also get a guide with all the techniques that I share with you organized nicely, so you don't have to remember what was that breathing technique again or what was that affirmation. It's all organized nicely for you. You also get a private Facebook group just for members of Slow Down Nation. That's the name of the membership site. So if that is something that interests you, again, you can find it at sipandom.com. And for now, make sure you sit in stillness, enjoying the benefits of your meditation. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.